Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host, and yes, the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show and TV show. Don't forget, we are also on YouTube. If you are in the Toronto area, make sure that you can get in touch with us and you're able to connect with us, and we can have you on the Lizzie T Show on YouTube as well. My goodness, do I have a show prepared for you today. I have an amazing artist, beautiful, gorgeous. If you are looking at the pictures on social media, I am not lying. She is beautiful, and she's originally from the Philippines. Her parents are anyways, but she's calling us all the way from the United States, beautiful California. I have never been to California, but this is one of the places that I definitely are on my bucket list. But before I bring her on, I love to take my couple of minutes that I always do in order to thank my listeners. And I have to do that because we have over 38 countries worldwide listened, tuned in at the Lizzie T Show. We have people in, obviously, in the United States, one of our biggest fans here in Canada. But we have people listening also in Europe and South America, Central America, Australia. So, hello, good morning to my Australia listeners. We have in India, and my goodness, a while ago on social media, the poster of all the places that the Lizzie T Show is being listened. And every time I see or I get an email or from a new place in the world, I am so happy and I am so overwhelmed because we've worked so hard for this to happen. Here we are. We are such a success, and it's all thanks to you. So let me applaud you, because I do not deserve all the credit. It's you that are listening and that are participating and that are. And as I said, I have an amazing show for you. And for some of the viewers that are right now, we are live. This is our second live stream, and the first one was pretty amazing. So if anybody is watching right now, send us some hearts, send us some likes, comments. If you're interested in calling us in to speak to my guest, the number to call us in is 347-996-3926. Call us in. We love participation. And my sponsors, my goodness, without you, without the support, without the help, this show could not be possible. So thank you so, so much. NatureNova.ca. Call NatureNova.ca. Those are nature programs for kids right here in Canada, summer camps, daycare schools, and so forth. Also, Meister is another company as well that is sponsoring the show. And Business on a Box and Alka Total Fitness. Thank you so much, everyone, for sponsoring. Any participation from you, any sponsorship, your business will get mentioned here at the Lizzie T Show. The businesses are mainly here in Canada, but we will like participation from different parts of the world. And thank you so much. This is right now a radio show and a TV show. So the radio show does have music. So we will be playing some songs. And obviously, we will be playing the song from our amazing artist. Her name is Shania Miranda, and you will hear her very, very soon. The live stream is going to stop. And reason being is because I want to make sure that you guys watch the whole show or you hear the whole show. So it will be a little bit of a teaser. And make sure I'll put the links on our social media. Our social medias are Facebook /LizzieTRadio, Twitter, That Lizzie Show, Instagram, YouTube, and obviously my my channel, which is LizzieT.com. Thanks to Block Talk Radio, we are here every day, 6:30 Toronto time. Thank you, everyone, for your support, for your participation, and for sponsoring and for being part of this great network that we have created here in Toronto, Canada. So thank you, guys. I need to applaud you one more time. Continuing on with the show, as I mentioned to you, I have such an awesome artist, and I have to tell you that this is not a religious show, but when it comes down to being spiritual and believing on a higher being, I'm all forward. And today is not the exception. I have somebody who has an amazing story, and her voice is like angel. I was listening to so many of her MP3s and videos. She has amazing video. Her social media presence is phenomenal. And wow, I can't wait to talk a little bit more about her life, what she went through. But before I do that, here is a little bio, and you need to be tuned in, everyone, because the live stream is going to stop and you need to make sure that you listen to the whole thing. And I need to find her bio. What I'm going to do, I'm going to be playing a little bit of the song, and I'll find her bio.
I don't need anyone to tell me that I'm pretty, because he loves me the way I am. Even without my makeup, I am just a girl in a fallen world. God loves me the way I am, through all the lies.
Kaya Miranda, she is a Christian pop artist. She has spent much of her life around the gospel music of her church and the influences of jazz. Of her mother and her grandmother were both singers. Heart runs through her blood, and the thriving force of everything. Beginning at a very young age, Kaya has shared her love of singing at church, school, and talent shows. With the help of her beloved vocal teacher, she has met after a meeting with the great Nerada Michael Walton at the age of 15. She began developing her talent at songwriting during high school with the help of Eric Gonzaga and a Bay Area producer, whom she was introduced after a performance at the annual Fiesta Filipina Fair. Together, they spent years developing Kaya's sound and style, while also working together to write songs for other vocal artists. Before she continues her musical education, Kaya, another student whom she had seen at church, who convinced her to join Bible study sessions on Saturday afternoon. At this point in her life, church was simply something she attended out of familiarity, not because she believed in God's power of healing and love. And she attended this meeting week after week, and it became clear that God was and always would be around her through her life and to work His miracles and mysteries way. This
understanding became paramount during the next great trial of Kaya Miranda's life.
As she further ado, everyone, let's welcome Kaya Miranda with a wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, Kaya, and welcome, welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you doing this afternoon for you and this evening for us?
I am doing amazing. Thank you so much, Lizzie, for having me on your show. It's truly an honor to be here.
The honor and the privilege and the blessing is all mine. My goodness, what an accomplished lady. Now, I didn't finish the bio just because I wanted you to tell in your own words. You went through something that kind of changed your life, the way your music was going, because it looked like you were heading towards jazz and more pop, not so much the gospel. What happened? Mm-hmm. We all love to find out.
So I was, like you had said, I was in college. I was at Berklee College of Music. And while I was there, I think I was at a point in my life where I was trying to figure out, you know, if God really was real. I wanted to know for myself, because I grew up going to church with my family, and it was just something, a tradition that we would do. For me, at least, it was. I didn't have that personal relationship with God, with Jesus. I had heard about him. I knew about him, but I didn't really know for myself. And so, you know, when you're in college, you want to know why do you believe what you believe? And you start to have those kind of questions. And so I did, and little by little, I was attending a church there, and a friend of mine that also attended the same college that I was going to had asked me if I wanted to join a Bible study. And, you know, at first I was so reluctant, and then he was so persistent, and he said, just come and join. It's, you know, just check it out. And I said, okay, fine. And, you know, when I would attend the Bible studies, I was so blown away by the stories and the lessons that I was learning, because they were so parallel and so relevant in my life at the time. And I just couldn't believe how an old, you know, scriptural book could make so much sense to me in my life. And, you know, when you're in college, you're going through some things, you're away from your family, away from your friends, it's a new place, and that was, you know, there were things that I was going through as a college student, and those questions in my mind about whether God was real was really, he was answering them through those Bible studies. And so little by little, I just started to get to know who God was, and God was revealing himself through his word to me. And then there came a point where I got really, really sick. And I mentioned that in my bio. If anyone can go check it out on my website. And I talk about how I was bedridden. I was literally, I couldn't get up. I couldn't walk. And I thought that I would never sing again. Originally, like you had mentioned, I wanted to do pop R&B. And that was why I was at Berklee studying music, because my passion was to be a pop R&B artist is what I wanted to do. And then so I got sick, and at that time, that was around the same time when I was really trying to understand God and my spirituality and my faith. And so I was sick, and I remember lying in my bed, and I was just crying, and I said, God, if you really are real and if you really are who you say you are, I'm going to ask you to come into my heart, into my life, and to really heal me from the sickness, whatever it is, heal me from the sickness, because I want to sing. I want to do so many things with my life. And I just felt like there was no one else to turn to at that moment. And after that, God, he revealed himself to me. It was, it's Jesus. As I've come to know, it's Jesus. And he came into my heart, and he healed me. And ever since then, I have never, never had that sickness ever. And I decided I would give my heart and my life and my music to him. And ever since then, when I decided to do that, he has opened so many doors for me. I have so many amazing testimonies and stories that I would love to also share that he's done for me. And it's amazing. I couldn't believe that God was really real, and I had found my true calling after finding him. And so that's really the story of how I became a Christian artist. And wow. Here I am today, and have my album, and God has just been so good to me. It's amazing. It's really, really amazing. Yeah.
Congratulations. This is so beautiful. And you know, praises to God, because if it wasn't, it's funny because things happen for a reason, and we all believe,
yeah.
why did I get sick? What happened? What did I do?
Right.
And I don't know, you probably have gone to doctors and they probably see, well,
mm-hmm.
you have, either you have nothing or yes, you're sick and what we'll see, take this medication. But the doctors are doctors. We
mm-hmm.
know who he is. And
mm-hmm.
and here you are, you're better, you healed, and or
exactly.
Well, I don't want to assume that you're healed, but you are better, and you're not only not singing what you thought you wanted to sing, but you're singing what God wanted you to sing, and that's even more beautiful. So we're
yeah.
I mean, this is a given question, because I know what is going to be the answer. What is your inspiration to write and to sing this song?
My real inspiration is God, is Jesus, because he's been so prevalent in my life. I would not be where I am today if it was not for him. I would not be the woman that I am if it wasn't for him. I would not have my album. He's made my dreams come true, and I'm so grateful, and I'm so thankful that I get to live this life and share my experience and my story with as many people as I can possibly reach. I want to inspire and help people through my story. So, yeah, he's definitely the reason. He's my inspiration.
Beautiful. Now, since you
yes.
were a child, did you always have this gorgeous voice? I mean, I can read by your bio that you had taken, you know, coaching lessons and things like that. But was it something
mm-hmm.
that you always had within you, being able to have such a powerful weapon in your vocal cords, or something that it was developed later on?
Well, I come from a really musical family, so music has always been a part of my life. As I mentioned, my mom and my grandmother, they're singers, and everyone's a singer really in my family. So I had always had a voice. I had always been able to sing as a young child, but I took it very seriously, and I studied it, and I wanted to really, really take care of my voice and develop it, really develop it and use it in the right way. So that is why I went ahead and I studied music. I took voice lessons. You know, you do what you you can have a talent, but it can only go so far if you don't take care of it and if you don't try and hone your craft. And I'm a believer in I want to be the very best singer that I can be. So that's why I did what I did, and I still do that today. I still take care of my voice and take care of my body, and I just want to make sure that I can do my very best whenever I sing.
Good for you. Good for you.
Thank
I will
you.
Cut for one word of my sponsor, and I'll be right back.
Lizzie
sure.
G Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
And I'm back. I'm your host and producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And we are live. Today is Monday. I love every day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. It doesn't really matter. When you love what you do, it doesn't matter what the day is. We love to encourage callers. So if you would like to call us, you're not afraid of being live on a radio show, please call us. The number is 347-996-3926, and blah, blah, 347-996-3926, and we do have a caller. Her name is Michelle. Michelle, you have a question or a comment for my guest. Go ahead.
Hi, Kaya. I have a question. So my question to you is, you know, in pursuing a dream, I mean, obviously most people have dreams, hopes, and aspirations. What is sort of kind of a a general statement you could make, if you will, about pursuing dreams in general, because I follow you on different platforms and your story looks like it's amazing and so many things are happening for you, but I'm sure that there are quiet days when you're like, when you wonder. So what's some advice that you could give to those of us who are pursuing dreams and goals and aspirations?
Well, thank you. First of all, I want to say thank you, Michelle, for calling in. I appreciate it. So what I would say to anyone that has a dream and a goal that they want to pursue and make it happen, I'd say first and foremost, you have to have that support system. I think that's super vital for me. Like you said, on those low days or those days where nothing's really happening or going on, I keep myself focused on what I'm doing, but I also want to make sure that I have a good support system with me. For me, it's been my mom. She has helped me through everything that I have done. I mean, back to when I was first taking my first piano lesson and then to all of my voice lessons, all of my performances, my mom has been there. And so if you have that support system, that will really, really help you to continue to believe in yourself, because sometimes it's hard. It's not an easy road to take when you're trying to make your dreams come true. It's definitely not hard, not easy. I'm sorry. And you've got to stay persistent and stay focused and continue to do it even when other people don't really believe in you. But I'll say also always believe in yourself, always believe in your dream and have that, you know, guidance. Definitely. I mean, I've done that in my life, especially with this whole, my album now. I ask him daily, Lord, help me to do what you want me to do. Show me who to work with, where to go. And I mean, he will guide you. And so those are the things that I would say to anyone who's out there pursuing their dreams, and believe in yourself, number one, and have God at the center of your life, and you can't go wrong with that. So, yeah, I hope that answers your question.
And that's a great, great answer. Thank you so much, Michelle, for calling in. And I think it did answer not just your question, but the questions to a lot of people that are calling us in. And again, guys, I love interaction, 347-996-3926. And I know Kaya has a lot to give, a lot of information to share with us. Her song, Won't Be Played, Not Worried, is one of my favorite. I know she sent something else, but I love this one. And but we will be playing throughout. I am your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Show, and we are continuing on with this show. Today is beautiful Monday, the July the 12th, the 11th. My goodness, where the time is going. And I, Kaya, one thing I love about you is the music, the melody that is chosen to do the song. This is something that you arrange yourself. I know you've taken music lessons. Obviously, you are very talented in that sense, writing the songs and so forth. But is it your producer works with you to arrange some of the melody? How does that work?
Sure. Yeah, we definitely for some of the songs, we wrote them together. We sat down, we crafted the, you know, the melodies. And I would definitely, I like coming up with melodies. So I definitely did a lot in making sure what melodies I wanted on each of the songs. And what he really did was he put the music around my melodies. He added, you know, the strings and the drums and the piano, all of those musical arrangements around the melodies that I made and wrote. So we collaborated in that way. And yeah.
They're beautiful. They're beautiful. And I noticed
Thank
you have
you.
Several, you know, you're very welcome. I noticed that you have several videos on YouTube. And as I mentioned earlier, you have a huge social media presence. People are following you. There are giving you likes and they're subscribing to your music. Now, one of the themes of the Lizzie T Radio Show is tell us who you are, what you do, which you're doing an amazing job. But I wanted to know a little. You're very spiritual, and that's beautiful. You know, praise God for that. How about your personal life? We love to know the person you married. Are you dating? What's up with that?
So I'm not married. I have someone that's very special to me, for good friends, and I'm praying about it. So if it's God's will, He'll work it out. But yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at right now.
That's a very, very wise answer, and yeah, absolutely. And in God's time, you will be able to settle.
Yeah.
I mean, you're very, very young, and you're in your early 20s or somewhere around there. That's okay. And you have lots of time, lots of time. We will be cut for word of my sponsor, and we will continue talking to beautiful Kaya Miranda. If you have more questions for my guest, or you would like to just say hello, or maybe what are her plans for the future? This is what I'm going to be asking her too. What are the biggest plans for the future? Think about that question, Kaya, and I'll be right back.
Have you been looking for ways to make extra money on the internet but failed? Stop spending your days and weeks trying to find income opportunities online. You will find what you were looking for in the new book, Entrepreneur in a Box, a guide to the best ways to make money on the internet. From author Chris Mason, millions of people like you are having trouble just making ends meet. There are ways to earn extra income online. You just need to know where they are. That's where Entrepreneur in a Box comes in. Inside, you will find the best ways to make money on the internet, ways you would never find or even think of on your own, like where to sell your old iPhone for cash, sell those gift cards you got for Christmas or a birthday. Teachers, you can even sell your teaching materials. Learn how to put skills you have to work online or turn your clutter into cash. Entrepreneur in a Box is available on Smashwords, iTunes, Kobo, Barnes & Noble, and other online booksellers. Order your copy of Entrepreneur in a Box and start making money on the internet.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I'm back, and this is your host at the Lizzie T Show. We are on social media, so if you feel shy, you don't want to speak to us live, that's okay. We respect that. You can always comment on our social media. We are on Facebook / Lizzie T Radio, and obviously on Twitter. We're tweeting right now, so make sure that you comment. And if you have a question, you can always ask out on social media, Facebook / Lizzie T Radio. There is a radio button right underneath my live stream, and you can listen to us live. So I asked Kaya, what are your biggest goal? And obviously, I know the answer. She's going to wait in God and make sure that what His will is. But I know sometimes we prepare for something, and we have our plans, and we pray towards that, and then we ask God, this is what He wants. But let's see what her answer is.
So you want to know what my plans are in terms of my personal life or my music?
Your career. Yeah, your singing career.
My career.
I know you. Yeah.
So, I'm working on so many things. Right now, we're doing a huge radio promotion tour. And I plan on doing a lot of TV promotion as well for my album. For doing that, I'm getting ready to launch my foundation as well, which has an involvement with children and music, because I'm passionate about that and making sure that children have to hone their skills and really have the first things that in schools that are cut, unfortunately, are the music programs that they take out of the schools. And I think that it's so vital to have children have the opportunity to study music and to learn that. And then we're also working on my fashion line and my clothing line.
Wow.
So I'm really excited. Yeah. So getting into that. And one day, well, I mean, I'm also working on my book. So at some point that'll come out as well too. So there's a lot coming out, and also working on a tour, a music tour. So I'll be touring around the country and as well in Canada. So I'm looking forward to coming out there.
And I'm looking forward to finally meet you, not just talk to you over
yes,
a radio show. Yes, I can't wait. Now, look at you. You're all busy. You're working on your community programs, which is your association. How did that start? I know you're a huge giver. You love to contribute. I think you've done some missions as well. How did that came about? Because a lot of singers and a lot of artists, they work, and I'm going to generalize, mainly people that are not, I shouldn't say that, that are not in faith, but I find that a lot of people that are gospel singers, they love to give a lot more, maybe not, but how did that take place? You be able to give back in such a way that you realize in Canada, by the way, Kaya, is the same thing. One thing that the first thing that goes out of the school board is the music, the art, the bands, you know, all the curriculum, which is really, really sad, because I believe that music is the foundation of everything. I mean, it started way back, you know, David singing, and that's, I believe that's how what start everything is. It gives serenity.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So
I
love that you've taken that and created your own group and able to help kids that need that foundation.
Oh, absolutely. It's been such a wonderful experience just making that happen for children. And I want to continue to do that here in the United States, in Canada, and even overseas, in the Philippines, in my family's homeland. I want to do that because it's so, like you said, it's so vital to someone's life, to people's life. Can you imagine a world without music? If we didn't have any musicians or music, I can't even imagine a world without it. It would just be weird. So it's been a blessing, and I encourage anyone who's passionate about even just helping children in general or other people. You can look it up in your local community centers, in your maybe even in your libraries in your own towns. Find a place or a church or a friend of yours who might know someone that knows someone that there's a way that you can volunteer and help. It a little bit goes a long way. So in any way that anyone can help, even if it's just, you know, maybe passing out flyers or preparing a meal for somebody, those things really, really do help other people. So that really is my mission. Yeah.
And good for you, Kaya, for taking that forward, helping. And if you have the time, sometimes we don't have the time, but we every little thing really helps. So I can see you giving back with music, and I can so see that, because you are so passionate that you have such a beautiful voice. You've studied music. But where is the fashion industry comes from? I see your outfits. I love your outfits. Even the one that is on your website is absolutely phenomenal. Is this something that you created, or you have somebody do your wardrobe?
So, well, for the photos that you've seen on my website, I did have a stylist there. But I'm working, like I'd mentioned, I'm working on my own line. And fashion has been a passion of mine for many years, since I was, high school or junior high. I've always loved fashion. And I think that it's just an outward expression of who you are on the inside. It's just, you can be very artistic with how you dress. And being a lady, it's something that we were blessed with. We can do that as women. I'm not saying that men can't, but I think we do a lot extra, which is nice. We make sure that our hair is nice, and we just take really good care of ourselves and the way we look. And so that's a part of me. I love art, and art is in fashion, and they're just all intertwined, even with music. And so, Yeah, I'm working on my line, and I'm the one designing everything that's going to be coming out, and I'm really excited when it does come out. I can't wait to share it with you and with everyone.
And one thing that I admire about you is because not just because you're a Christian or a believer that you are not going to be dressed fashionable. And obviously for some people that are not into that realm of believing and religion, and I hate to use that word religion, but relationship with God, they believe that because you are a Christian, you have to be plain, you can use this, you can do this. Everything I believe that is in moderation. So if mm-hmm. you are able to dress nice and to do some nice makeup in moderation, do your hair or even color
right.
in moderation,
I
think it's great. And I think that mm-hmm. we need a lot more Christian people doing this kind of stuff, making sure that we are dressed
right.
properly, not, you know, what some people see out there, and they classify certain Christian population that way or this
mm-hmm.
way. So phenomenal that you're doing this and that you bring in some awesome fashion to the Christian community. So which is phenomenal. Now
Thank you. The book,
what are we expecting and love to share when you are obviously prepare this amazing, and I believe that it's probably going to be something about your life, your and what happens to you, but don't want to give it away, but just give us a little teaser.
It's really going to be it's mainly I would say it's about my journey, where I have been, what I have been through, the experiences that I've been through, and now where I've come to be, and all of everything that has happened in my life. I'm going to go really in depth in those experiences that I've dealt with and I've struggled with. I'm human. I've been through some really tough times, and God has helped me get through that, even when I didn't even know Him. That's what's really cool, is that He was helping me even when I didn't even acknowledge Him and know Him for myself. And so I want to share all of those stories with everyone. It's going to be more of like my personal diaries, if you want to put it in any kind of way. Stories from my life.
Stories from your life, Kaya, that will inspire
yeah.
other people. And that is the key part, that God is going to use you to be able to help someone else that probably are going through the same trial as you went, to have
mm-hmm.
the same doubts. And if it wasn't for your friends that call you to that Bible study, you wouldn't be here. So you need to be that instrument,
oh, yeah.
not only with your voice, not only with your music, not only with your fashion, but this book. So here you are being used completely to serve. And that's really what we're here in this earth, everyone, to be able to serve not ourselves, but others, and obviously the big creator out there. And my goodness, and I can't believe we're running out of time. I will have one more word of my sponsor, and I'll be right back.
Lizzie T. Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Yes, this is the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are live. We only had one caller. What is going on? I'm checking my social media. Quite a bit of viewers. My goodness. Congratulations, Kaya. We have going into almost 150 viewers in the last 20. We've been on air for the last 20 minutes or so, maybe half an hour. I don't keep track. but if you would like to call us in and ask Kaya a question or a comment, or just to congratulate her, she's been doing so many things. Very accomplished lady. The number to call us in is 347-996-2939, 36. Let me go slower.
347-996-3926. And just make sure that you are part of this amazing network that we have created here in Toronto, Canada. Thank you so much for everyone for submitting your MP3. I will play your gospel. I will play your jazz. I will play your reggae. And really, it doesn't matter. We're here to support your music. However, it has to be PR rated. This is a show that is a family-oriented show. If there is MP3s that have some, which I have received, everyone, profanity, unfortunately, I will not be playing it here. So send us your MP3. We would love to support you with your music career. But again, remember, it has to be PR rated. And I do not want to forget, before we end up, we continue on with the musical section of the show, to ask Kaya Miranda, where can people reach you and when are the plans for you to come to Canada? Because I love to promote you more here in Canada. So where can people reach you first of all?
Well, first I will say they can reach me on my website directly. You can send me a message if you'd like. It's www.chayahmiranda.com. So that's kayamiranda.com. And they can also find me on Twitter at Kaya Music. On my Facebook page, it's at Kaya Miranda Music. I'm on Instagram at Kaya Music. YouTube is my channel, and I have it at Kaya Miranda. And I'm also on Snapchat at Kaya Miranda. So they can all reach me there as well and get my music as well.
Fantastic. And I have a share of the website, everyone, because her website, there's linked to all her social media. So you'll be able to reach her, ask her questions and comments. And hey, maybe you are one of our gospel listeners that has a church that would love to bring her here in Canada. She is ready to sing and beautifully. She has an angel voice. Kaya, I can't believe time is running out. I need to play your song. You are so beautiful. God bless you. Continue being a blessing to all of us. You are amazing.
Thank you so
praise
much.
God for that. And yes, any last word?
Well, I forgot to mention that I will definitely be coming out to Canada very soon. Hopefully in the next few months I'll be out there, and I'll make sure to let you know, Lizzie, that I'm out there, and I'd love to meet you in person. I hope that I was a blessing to anyone out there listening. May God bless you all, and I hope that you will reach your goals and reach your dreams, and don't be afraid to shoot for the stars. There are so many great things that you can do and accomplish and inspire other people through your life. So if God can do it through me in my life, I know he can do it for you in your life. So that's the message I like to leave to everyone. So thank you, Lizzie, for having me. I really appreciate it. It was so much fun talking to you, and it went by so fast. So thank you.
I know. And you know what? As soon as you know a day that you will be here in Toronto, I will have my camera crew, and we will do a special interview with my videographer, and we will have an amazing time. So I will be leaving you guys with the beautiful song from Kaya Miranda. And the song is so touching, everyone. So I had to cry because it's just phenomenal. And I have downloaded P3 because I'm playing that in the car. So just amazing. Here it is.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian Show, North American Radio Show, and now, Worldwide Show, the Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything.
Hello, hello everyone, and I'm back. I just placed Rentas, and I hope you enjoy it. We'll continue on. We have a couple of more minutes at the Lizzie T Show, and we will be continuing with our musical section right now. We have a little bit more of upbeat song. It's from Andrea Gooden. The song is called Filling. She is from Toronto, and she is a singer-songwriter, and she was nominated for an award. I'm so happy and honored to have her on the show as well. I had an interview with her, and let's enjoy the song, Filling.
Somebody who knows what I want, but there's been this one thing, and it's got me wondering, boy, it's kinda hot. We're so connected. Yeah.
I don't wanna go nowhere today. I just wanna lay inside forever. With you by my side, always gets me high. Don't know if you know, you make me better.
And we have come to the end of the show, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being part of this amazing network that we have created here in Toronto, Canada. Continue to follow us, and we will be so grateful for all your comments and all your emails and all your suggestions. So thank you again, everyone. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. And yeah, be tuned in. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And always, like I always say, make it a fantastic day, everyone. Bye-bye.